On RN and Radio Australia, you're with The Rhythm Divine, where spirituality meets music, with Geoff Wood.
We're in the realm of meditation this week, with a Zen theme and a Japanese flavour, but an Australian master player. G'day and thanks for your company this week, as we explore the many moods of Zen meditation, with the instrument used by Zen monks for more than 500 years, the Japanese bamboo flute, the shakuhachi. Our guide is Bronwyn Kirkpatrick, one of the few women licensed as a shakuhachi master, and she'll join us shortly. But first, one of the central wisdom texts of Mahayana Buddhism, the Heart Sutra, a Sanskrit teaching on the insights gained through meditation. It's sung here by the American vocal group Prana, who use techniques of Tibetan Buddhist multiphonic chant and Tuvan throat singing. Formed by the composer, guitarist and singer Baird Hersey in 2000, the group's new album is called Sadhana. There's an old Zen story about the tale of Kakua, the first Japanese to study Zen in China many centuries ago. The emperor heard about Kakua after his return to Japan and asked him to explain the essence of Zen. The old man stood in front of the emperor for a long period in silence, in which time the court grew restless. He finally produced a flute from the folds of his robe and blew a single short note. Bowing politely, he then returned to the mountains, where he was rarely heard from again. Well, as far as creation myths go, it's typically Zen, short, pithy and mysterious. But the tradition that developed is still very much alive today. A repertoire of Zen Buddhist pieces known as Honkyoku, composed over a period of 500 years in Japan by an order of wandering monks known as the Komiso, the Zen priests of nothingness. These pieces are traditionally not considered to be music, but a spiritual practice designed for meditation. And from that repertoire, we heard Hon Shirabe, played on the Japanese bamboo flute, the shakuhachi, by our guest today, Bronwyn Kirkpatrick. Bronwyn, who lives in the Blue Mountains, is one of the few women licensed to be a master or shihan of the shakuhachi. Her new album is called Shingetsu, and this is the title track.
My name is Bronwyn Kirkpatrick, and I'm a shihan, or master, of the shakuhachi, which is a Japanese bamboo flute. It's a very simple instrument, made of bamboo, only has five holes. It plays a pentatonic scale, a five-note scale, and it's used traditionally as an instrument for meditation. The title Shingetsu is referring to the moon, so it's crescent moon or new moon. But also, often the translation for shakuhachi is heart moon. It's a very austere piece. I think the image for this is in the deep of the night, the crescent moon above, and very still, calm, peaceful image. I was in a place called Chichibu, which is out of Tokyo. It's similar to Katoomba in relation to Sydney, I guess. It's in the mountains west of Tokyo, and it was a great place to study. Lots of temples and shrines, and just lots of shakuhachi practice and lessons. The pieces that we play for meditation are called Honkyoku, and these pieces were composed anonymously and transmitted orally by Zen Buddhist monks in Japan for over 500 years. So these are the tools to become aware of the breath, and ultimately that awareness of the breath, so the deep inhalation and the slow and deep exhalation, puts the player into a state of relaxation and ultimately meditation. But the tricky thing with shakuhachi is that you have to really be in control of the techniques in order to experience it as an instrument for meditation. So that takes many years to get control of the techniques so that you can then just let go and just focus on the breath.
Spirituality and music. The Rhythm Divine on RN and Radio Australia. Thank you.
traditionally, yes, it was played by Zen Buddhist monks. I think being a Western woman playing the shakuhachi is not really that strange at all. I think it's more difficult for the Japanese women that are playing the shakuhachi in Japan because of the tradition. It's not seen as an instrument that a woman would play necessarily in Japan. That is changing very slowly, but I know that women players in Japan have a more difficult time than Western women that come to Japan to study. It is on the margins. I think any traditional music tends to go that way. It can't compete with Western classical and pop music in Japan. But it is still alive and well. It's just a very niche thing. And my experience in Japan was that many youngsters, I was teaching English for a time there, had not seen a shakuhachi close up at all, so they were experiencing it through me for the first time.
On RN and Radio Australia, you're with The Rhythm Divine, exploring the 500-year-old Zen Buddhist repertoire for meditation known as the Honkyoku. Our guest is Bronwyn Kirkpatrick, a master of the shakuhachi who studied with Riley Lee in Australia and with Kaoru Kakizakai in Tokyo. Her new album is called Shingetsu, and it's our feature album this week.
I just completed my Bachelor of Music degree in clarinet performance, and I was really looking for a different sound. I didn't feel that I could express myself the way I wanted to on clarinet. And I heard a CD of the shakuhachi, and I just thought, yes, that's the sound that I want to make. So I got in touch with Riley Lee and started having lessons with him. And gradually it took over and became my main instrument. And I've been playing it for 16 years now. And yeah, I just love the sound and I love how it feels to play. So that piece was composed by Lachlan Skipworth, and he's a young Australian composer based in Perth, and he has also studied shakuhachi in Japan. So that's a very good thing for shakuhachi players, that there is a composer who knows how to play the instrument, writing for it, because that is really the challenge. Many composers don't know how to write well for the instrument. Often the writing is very flute-like and too cumbersome for shakuhachi. The whole idea of shakuhachi is that you've got long, sustained phrases and subtle shifts in tone colour. It's not about lots of notes. This piece is a prayer for safe passage in life and in death called Tamuke. And I've frequently played it in funerals, actually, lately. It's meditative, but it's also very powerful emotionally. And this particular piece is also quite close to the Western minor scale, so it's a little bit more accessible for the Westerner's ear. Thank you.
prayer for safe passage from this world to the next. That's Tamuke, played there by Bronwyn Kirkpatrick from her album Shingetsu. A master of the Japanese bamboo flute, the shakuhachi, who has studied with Riley Lee in Australia, Bronwyn graduated with a Bachelor of Music degree in clarinet performance before discovering her life's passion. Tamuke is one of the most popular of the honkyoku, the repertoire of pieces for meditation developed by the komuso, the wandering monks of the Japanese Rinzai Buddhist order, known as the Fukei. Dressed in white robes, they wore tall basket-shaped hats over their heads to suppress their identity and their ego. And if you'd like to see a photograph of the komuso monks, just head to our website where you'll also find music details and audio to stream or to download and take with you. Find us on the RN homepage. And don't forget, you can always follow the conversation on Twitter at DJ Radio Divine. Well, next time we'll leave meditation behind as we meet a young Aussie musician really making a name for himself, and it's a great name. He's known as El Fresh the Lion, and he's a proud Sikh. He's also an MC, and I guarantee you won't ever have heard anything quite like him. He'll take us through his brand new album, One. So that's the Sikh MC next time here on RN with me, Jeff Wood. But we'll finish where we started this week with the new album for the American vocal group Prana, who use techniques of Tibetan Buddhist harmonic chant and Tuvan throat singing. The new album is called Sadhana, a Sanskrit word meaning spiritual practice. The group was formed in 2000 by composer Baird Hersey, a student of Ashtanga Yoga, who has worked with the legendary yoga teacher Sri Patavi Joyce. And this closing prayer does draw on Ashtanga Yoga, for the prayer recited at the end of practice, may all beings everywhere be happy and free. And it's followed by the refrain of Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, or peace, peace, peace. And that's a great way to end. And that's the rhythm divine. Swasti Prajna.